Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Could a top NXT star be a member of Retribution? We have evidence. We'll go through it in a second. Plus, an AEW star tops the PWI 500. And we pay respects to Bullet Bob Armstrong. For Friday, August the 28th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Corey, look!
No!
It's the group that calls themselves Retribution!
How'd they get in the Thunderdome?
Retribution is up on the apron of the ring, and they have Strowman the Fiend.
There's more of them than ever before.
This group continues to grow and grow, and we still don't know what they want.
Who are you, indeed? Retribution seems to keep expanding. Yet the one thing that we're not expanding on is who the members are, and we have some compelling evidence that one of the members of Retribution is going to end up being NXT star Mia Yim. Now, Dave Meltzer on the Wrestling Observer mentioned the other day that Mia Yim was indeed one of those under the masks of Retribution. That's not enough really for evidence, because as we've talked about over the last few weeks, they have chopped and changed who has had those masks on. And it doesn't suggest that because someone's wearing a mask one week that they're going to be an official member of Retribution. But this past week on NXT, this past Wednesday night, some compelling evidence to support that Mia Yim is going to be a legit member of Retribution. She lost to Shotzi Blackheart. A match between these two. Two people who are positioned in pretty much the same spot in NXT. Both babyfaces have a exhibition match, and it results in Shotzi Blackheart cleanly pinning Mia Yim. Now, over the last few months, we have seen those leaving NXT, probably goes much deeper than that, to be fair. Those leaving NXT normally do so on their back, so they will lose on the way out. And normally to somebody who's going to sort of supplant them, or sort of take their role on NXT. With Matt Riddle, it was a loss to Timothy Thatcher. With Keith Lee, it was a loss to Karrion Kross. And now with Mia Yim, it's a loss to Shotzi Blackheart. So that adds to the evidence that Mia Yim is going to end up being a part of Retribution, and a pretty big part of Retribution at that. I think this is a really good fit for Retribution to have Mia Yim amongst it. I feel like that's the style, the shtick, the gimmick that she carries, head baddie in charge, sort of raised on the streets, the concrete rose, that thing, that fits the style of Retribution so beautifully. I'm not against Mia Yim joining up with Retribution. And it brings her onto the main roster where her other half, Keith Lee, is. They can be reunited. I mean, that's part of it. I'm all about Retribution and it'd be nice if she can hang out with Keith again.
That the PWI 500 came out and Jon Moxley was the number one ranked wrestler in the world.
What?
Great honor. Right. Great honor.
On the cover of the current PWI. PWI500.com.
He's number one.
That's right. Our thanks to Kevin McElvaney.
Well, McElvaney's a moron. I should be number one. That is Jon Moxley and the announcement that Moxley is number one on the Pro Wrestling Illustrated 500. Out digitally from today. You can get a physical copy next month. But Jon Moxley, number one. Moxley spoke to PWI about being ranked number one. He said, "I'm not looking for external validation, but PWI was such a big part of my childhood. To be number one, it's pretty cool." So congratulations to Jon Moxley. We can reveal the top 25 for the PWI this year. Jon Moxley in there at number one. Adam Cole former NXT champion, in at number two. Chris Jericho makes it to number three. Then we've got Drew McIntyre, Naito, Okada, Cody Rhodes, last year's winner Seth Rollins, Kofi Kingston, AJ Styles, Keith Lee. Didn't forget about Keith. Brock Lesnar, Kenny Omega, Roman Reigns, Nick Aldis, Bray Wyatt, Kota Ibushi, Roosh from Ring of Honor, Braun Strowman, Jacob Fatu from Major League Wrestling, Will Ospreay, MJF, Aleister Black, Miyahara, and Volta. Strong 25. Don't want to give the rest away. That's for you to find out by getting PWI. It's a revolutionary year for PWI, as this year, women have been included into this year's list. Kylie Rae getting in there at number 78, and Tessa Blanchard landing in there at number 83. It seems like a more inclusive PWI list than I think we've ever known. PWI.com, you can get a digital copy from there, or if you want the tangibility of a physical copy of Pro Wrestling Illustrated's 500, you can get your hands on one from next month. The Cultaholic Shop is now open. You can head over to cultaholicshop.com and pick out some exclusive Cultaholic items, including t-shirts, sunglasses, and very exclusive What Happened to That Wrestler and Gary YouTube pins. Once they are gone forever. Get yours now at cultaholicshop.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So how did NXT do up against nothing on Wednesday? Unopposed by AEW, 824,000 people tuned in to NXT on Wednesday. Now, last week's number, 853,000. So only back a touch by about 29,000 or something like that. Next week, they are changing the day. Again, there is some schedule changes to Wednesday Night Wrestling, and we will see NXT Super Tuesday instead. It will feature the Fatal 4-Way Iron Man match for the NXT Championship. And with any luck, they'll be able to maintain that kind of number. I'm quite biased as the NXT guy. They'll maintain that kind of number. And it'd be great to see if once all the dust settles on all the preemptions and the schedule changes, when everything gets back to normal on a Wednesday night, it'd be good to see if both the strong numbers from AEW and the strong numbers from NXT can hold steady. From WrestleVotes, WWE's plans regarding the 2020 Hall of Fame was to do it at a corresponding pay-per-view once fans returned, ideally with SummerSlam. That obviously didn't happen. With no fans until November at the earliest, the plan is now to induct the 2020 class as the class of 2021 during WrestleMania 37. So that means JBL, the British Bulldog, the Bellas, Batista, and the NWO are going to get their moment in the Hall of Fame when WrestleMania goes Hollywood next year. Back to AEW. Some big matches shaping up for AEW All Out. We found out last night on a Thursday edition of Dynamite that Hikaru Shida will be facing the NWA Women's Champion Thunder Rosa for the AEW Women's World title. The NWA belt will not be on the line in this one. It was at a challenge accepted by Shida last night. Also, the 21-man casino battle royale is shaping up. Darby Allin, Lance Archer, Brian Cage, Ricky Starks, Eddie Kingston, The Butcher and The Blade, Pentagon Jr. and Phoenix are all going to be involved. 12 people left to go in that one. There's going to be some surprises in there, no doubt. Also, following the brawl last night on AEW, an 8-man tag was announced for All Out, featuring the Dark Order facing the Natural Nightmares, Scorpio Sky and Matt Cardona. Spoke yesterday on the news about how Matt Cardona wants a beefier role within AEW, wants to stick around there long term. So he has the opportunity to maybe start doing stuff towards that at All Out. Also, 3 months after making their promotional debut, FTR are going to be getting an opportunity at the AEW Tag Team Championships. They won their match on Dynamite, a four-team gauntlet, and they are going to be facing Adam, Hangman Page, and Kenny Omega at All Out in what should be an absolute belter. If you want to find out what happened on Dynamite last night, you can watch AEW Dynamite Graded with Jack, and you can get all the AEWTF moments from Ross on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later. Sticking with FTR, according to PW Insider, WWE have filed an opposition to Cash Wheeler and Dax Harwood's attempts to trademark a few of their WWE phrases. These include no flips, just fists, say yeah, top guys, hashtag FTRKO, and shatter machine. PW Insider have said that each of the above five phrases are not identified as wrestler intellectual property. Instead, they are creations of WWE. FTR have to respond by the 5th of October whether or not they will counterclaim this. One half of the Motor City Machine Guns and one half of the reigning Impact World Tag Team Champions, Alex Shelley, wants a shot at an NXT title. He tweeted to Kushida saying, "I'm a free agent, bro. Time Splitters challenge Fandango and Tyler Breeze in NXT? Let's go." Hey, look, a Time Splitters reunion happened recently on NXT. They were part of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. Could they do that? Could the Impact tag titles turn up on WWE TV? They wouldn't, would they? No. Would they? No. Would they? No. Would they? Speaking on Wrestling Inc., Aiden English was very complimentary on one particular Raw star, that being Mustafa Ali. English said, "Ali is one of the most talented guys. He looks great, he talks great, he speaks not just like a cool catchphrase, but he speaks with conviction. He speaks his heart. The guy is embracing the art of the story, which is something I think a lot of people miss in this business. It's more than just the moves, more than just the presentation. He really embraces the art of the story. I know I'm not there anymore, so I couldn't exactly tell you, but I'm with you and everyone else when I say this guy is a gold mine waiting to happen." Thunderdome-based news, Stephanie McMahon has put a pen to paper, figuratively, for a letter about the Thunderdome. She says, "Good morning. Last week, we debuted WWE Thunderdome to the world as we took residency in the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida, with a state-of-the-art set, lasers, drone cameras, pyrotechnics, smoke effects, virtual reality, and most importantly, 1,000-plus virtual fans in attendance at any given time via proprietary technology provided from the Famous Group. The spectacle and energy have returned to WWE, and it feels great to watch. Thank you to our media partners at Fox, NBC Universal, BT, and all around the world for your support over the past 5 months as we produce 7 hours of weekly in-ring content from our WWE Performance Center. I'd also like to thank our brand partners, including Cricket Wireless, World of Tanks, Hyundai, 2K, Good Humor, Applebee's, Nissan Cup Noodles, Welch's, and Hulu for your support of SummerSlam and NXT TakeOver 30 this past weekend. We are very excited to share this most recent evolution in our in-ring product with you and offer new and exciting ways to engage with you and our global fan base. Have a great day. Steph." WWE are looking for writers if you're looking for a change of career. From the WWE Careers website, with 52 weeks of original programming combining action, adventure, comedy, horror, drama, and reality, the creative team's goal is to provide compelling stories portrayed by the world's most charismatic, diverse, larger-than-life characters on or off television. You're going to be writing emotionally complex characters for a diverse group of WWE superstars, says in the responsibility section. Script descriptive, thought-provoking, edgy, creative storylines for Monday Night Raw. SmackDown live, as well as select programming on the WWE Network. Collaborate with a team of road and home-based writers to create compelling Monday Night Raw and SmackDown live stories that capture a global audience fitting multiple demographics. You'll also provide punch-up for specific scripted segments, as well as review the totality of entire episodes for continuity and flow. You'll also incorporate consumer insights and social media to develop impactful storylines. Qualifications include a minimum of 5 years professional writing for television, film, or social media. Professional TV staff experience in drama and comedy is a plus. Writing and directing reality television is also a plus. Experience in aspects of live TV production, a plus. Also, you need to be plugged into pop culture, have a strong understanding of WWE's audience, excellent communication skills, and a BA or BS in film, TV, drama, and media studies. I have a BA, and I can also BS in media studies. You can find out details on that, if that is up your street, at wwecareers.com. They're looking for a writer, they're looking for a senior writer, and they're looking for a writer's assistant. New career for you, maybe.
Ever since I've been knee-high to a grasshopper, I've had a hero. That hero has been a professional wrestler for all of his adult life, just like you and just like me, kicking and scratching in a cutthroat business just to make a living for his damn family. One of my dreams is to stand in this ring nose to nose and toes to toes with the baddest son of a I've ever known. You see, he made me everything I am, and he gave me everything I've got. So by God, it gives me great pleasure to introduce not just to you, not just to them, and not just to the people at home, to introduce to you my partner, my hero, my father, Bullet Bob Armstrong.
And finally, we here at Cultaholic pay our respects to Joseph Melton James, otherwise known as Bullet Bob Armstrong, who has passed away at the age of 80. Bullet Bob served in the Marine Corps of the United States Armed Forces. He was stationed in Korea. After leaving the military in the 60s, he began working as a firefighter and made his wrestling debut as well. Armstrong debuted as a wrestler in 1960, and he worked his way through NWA affiliate promotions. He retired as a full-time wrestler in 1988, after which he became a champion in Georgia, Florida, and Southeastern Championship Wrestling.
I've always liked to stand behind my word. When I make a promise, I like to keep it. And I can't promise that when I see Roddy Piper, I won't jack his jaw. Because I feel about this man like I've never felt before. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like the way he acts. And I just can't control it. Usually I'm in complete control, but really he's got my goat, so to speak. And I can't promise that when I see him, I won't jack his jaw like I said. And there's another reason. I don't want to face possible fine or suspension with the World Tag Team Tournaments taking place now all over the cities and the countries. My son and I, Brad, want to make a run at this. I'm sure Mr. Piper will have a lot of words to say about this, but like I've told Piper before, donkeys don't run with racehorses, and I'm not going to mess up mine and Brad's chance to enter these tag team tournaments that are being held right now.
He would never properly retire, though. Bob taught all his sons the ways of wrestling. The late Brad Armstrong, Steve Armstrong, notable WWE official Scott Armstrong, and Brian Gerard, a.k.a. Road Dogg Jesse James. After his retirement, Bob still wrestled occasionally, sometimes working in places as a babyface authority figure. He had a memorable run with Jim Cornette's Smoky Mountain Wrestling in the 90s.
If this tie is bothering you, let me solve your problem. It's just a clip-on tie. It comes right off, the shirt comes open, the tie goes down, and it's very simple.
Saying to you, Armstrong, you've gone too stinking far. Your family is to Brad down there in Atlanta, Steve's at home wherever he is, Peanut Head over there, and it's been Brian, the little one, the one that went off and joined the Marine Corps and became known as the world's biggest deserter for having opportunity.
Whoa, wait a minute, Armstrong has got him.
If you ever say anything about my family again, brother, I'm gonna knock you out.
You can't talk to me like that.
Oh, and he does, and down goes Cornette.
In 2006, Bob Armstrong faced Conan in an arm wrestling contest as part of TNA Wrestling's lockdown.
Bullet Bob, Conan, going to hook it up. They've got him locked inside the six sides of steel. The James Gang, the other members of the Latin American Exchange, out on the arena floor. Let's settle it man to man.
You see Conan trying to pull the elbow off there, and Bullet Bob pulls it right back. He's not going to be a intimidated.
And in 2011, Bullet Bob was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. I think somebody up there likes me. I got to live my dream. For 7 years, I fought fire here during the day and I wrestled by night. But one day I had to make a decision. And standing here in front of you tonight, I think I made the right decision.
Bullet Bob would wrestle even after being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Bullet Bob's last match was last year. It was in May of 2019 at the age of 79. The news of the passing of Bullet Bob Armstrong was announced by his son Scott on Twitter. It was back in March where Scott had shared the news that his father had bone cancer in his ribs, shoulder and prostate, and he refused treatment. He made this announcement around the same time as sharing a photo of his dad using his home gym. Bob Armstrong was a strong character, not just in the wrestling ring, but throughout his life as well. And WWE, AEW, Impact Wrestling, and the Cauliflower Alley Club paid tribute to Bullet Bob Armstrong this morning. Also, wrestling dignitaries have spoken of Bob Armstrong, including Sean Waltman, who says, heartbroken by the passing of Bullet Bob Armstrong, he crushed his Hall of Fame speech the night this picture was taken. It includes a photo of Bullet Bob and his family. Never seen a father more proud of his sons, and sons more proud of their father ever. Hashtag RIP Bullet Bob. And William Regal tweets out, I'm truly gutted to hear of the passing of my friend Bullet Bob Armstrong. His family have been my American family since I moved here 27 years ago. I love them all dearly. My deepest condolences to them all. And we here at Cultaholic extend our love and pay our respects to the late, great Bullet Bob Armstrong.
And I'll say, may the good Lord take a liking to each and every one of you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Good night.
For Friday, August the 28th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.